Welcome to our podcast. This week we'll be discussing quarter-core culture confrontations experienced by both Noye from Things Fall Apart and our very own Jason Chen. Let's start off with Noye's story.
So Noye grew up in a very strict household that was ruled by his father Okonkwo, and Okonkwo always wished for Noye to be an ideal son that displayed masculinity, yet Noye never really lived up to that expectation.
And yeah, so Noye enjoyed listening to stories Okonkwo considered womanly. However, he stopped listening to them because he does not want to disappoint Okonkwo. However, when Noye did not meet Okonkwo's standards, Okonkwo would often beat him. This led to Noye reluctantly accepting Okonkwo's masculine ideals.
I think another significant event is the death of Akemifuna, as Akemifuna served as a brother to Noye and helped Noye develop strength and masculinity. However, without Akemifuna's presence, Noye reverts back to his, like, quote, feminine character.
It's interesting to compare the effect that Akemifuna has on Noye compared to the Christian missionaries later on. Because when the European missionaries showed up at the village, Noye is like instantly attracted to their ideas. And both the missionaries and Akemifuna are able to impact and alter Noye's personality, although the values they instill in him are completely different. I think this shows that Noye never really fully accepted Okonkwo's values, and his lack of an identity leads him to easily be swayed by outside opinions.
So do you guys think that there's like someone or something to blame for the confrontation?
So I guess before we address that question, we should decide whether it's a bad thing that the confrontation even happened to begin with, since you use the word blame that often has a negative connotation.
Well, out of context, I think the missionaries are fine, but like in this situation, I felt that the missionaries forced their religion upon Okonkwo's people, and that's why I think the confrontation was bad.
I agree, since the Europeans had no right to really build their culture right on top of what was already there of the Igbo people, and by doing so, they slowly started to rip the Igbo people apart.
Yeah, so I think this confrontation was inevitable. No matter what, the missionaries were going to come, and the people of the village were going to be exposed to their new ideas.
I just feel like the stark differences between the two cultures, religions, and way of life in general makes it difficult for them to coexist at the same time and place.
And yeah, to add on to that point, it ends up also being a similar time of enlightenment to Noye upon learning about something new, which he decides to take and adopt to make his life better, and he can express himself better also.
Yeah, so in the end, Noye decided to stay with the church and leave his father. I think he chose this because like his father's ideals never really suited him, and the church offered an alternative way of life that allowed Noye to find his own identity. Whether this resolution was for the better, I think is up for debate.
So yeah. I followed a similar culture clash this past summer when I spent 6 weeks at a music festival in North Carolina. Applying to this music festival, I saw this place and program as a prime opportunity for me to explore my passion and love for music, all the while developing my skills. And so it was my first time being away from home for such an extended period of time. I had a lot of freedom to do what I love, playing and studying music for the first time in my life, with nothing holding me back.
So at home, what else did you have to do? Were there other activities that you had to participate in that limited the amount of time you spent on music?
Well, obviously, throughout this school year, I had a bunch of homework and schoolwork I had to catch up on that took out a big chunk of time. And then throughout the summer, if I wasn't at this camp, I probably would have had a lot of pressure from my parents to be studying or doing something else other than music. And also, I wouldn't have the chance to participate in as many rehearsals as I wanted to.
So, do you think this confrontation changed your home life after you came back from camp?
Well, I don't know if it changed my home life, but it definitely gave me insight to what life in the future could be like for me if I chose to do music. So, looking at it, I enjoyed it a lot, and it brings the possibility of me doing music in the future.
So, how did your parents feel about your new perspective on music?
Well, my parents aren't the most supportive of it when it comes to me doing music later in life. So they don't love it, but like as of now, they don't really seem to mind it much. But my parents are obviously less strict than Okonkwo, so I guess it's okay.
Thanks, Jason. To wrap things up, I'd just like to say I thought it was pretty interesting to see how similar these confrontations were, even though they took place in two completely different settings and were about two completely different things. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed our podcast.